We got quite a bit to talk about tonight, actually, and we're also going to open up the lines and talk about a few things as far as, plans for next year and, what we did in 2016, what we want to do differently in 2017. But we've just never been better positioned to dominate the year ahead. And, we've got the optimism in the business community. It's at a long-term high, and I know several of our newer guys even are already expecting to service over 100,000 square feet next year. And, we're just on the third day of the year. So we're going to mainly gear this call towards, a few different things that we can do to make 2017 your best year ever. But I thought first I'd put Sam on and just have him share a little bit about, what's on his heart tonight.
Well, thanks, Jonathan. I could not be more excited about year 2017 and what's coming down the line for our roofers all over the country, and also for the Choicer of Contractor Group, the new things that you and I discussed about, and new funding that we want to roll into making Choicer of Contractor Group better and more far-reaching, and also bring more value in for our roofers. And hopefully, value so far as information, but also maybe higher quality leads, like that we got last year, like from Yahoo and Netflix and these types of people.
Right.
And so I'm really, really excited about that, Jonathan. And to invest money into that arena and to for our roof. And the other thing that I'm really excited about coming up here is some of the trainings coming on board, that we brought on board with the Choicer Group, one in Cleveland, and then I'm going to host one here in Tyler in March. And I think one of the most important things for me personally, as far as moving the Conklin Roofing Systems, Jonathan, and also to your roofers, is that periodically attend the trainings in Conklin itself, or even go there for another roofer that might be interested in using the products. It just kept me focused on meeting other roofers that are installing these roof systems, talking to longtime guys, and picking up new ideas, how to integrate it into my business and to take it to the next level. And I think we need to talk about that national convention is coming up, especially for you guys that are out there wanting to build teams and to have the commission structure. I, as a roofer, I will never, ever miss a national convention again. I didn't attend the first probably 3 years that I was on board with Conklin. I did not go. I was not interested in the commission side of it. I was just building my business up in North Dakota. But once I went and I saw that there is another sizable income in sponsoring roofers and working with roofers in conjunction with my own business, I started focusing on that a little bit too. And I'm just telling you guys, it's a six-figure income for me every year, and just on the commission sides, supplementing my income in conjunction with my roofing company. So it's a no-brainer for us if we want to do that, and National Convention is where that actually can really spark the fire, to do that side of the business. Because there's a lot of roofers out there that are looking for us. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Oh, I was just going to also bring out, how awesome it is to learn what the most successful contractors that year did in 2016. Even within the roofing business, I'd say there's just as much, focus on that side as well. But that's all I was going to insert in. I thought maybe.
Okay. Yeah, there's definitely, you know, the workshops and also to hear other roofers' stories, you know, from throughout the entire conference organization. There's definitely value there. I have never regretted going to a national convention. Now, I have dreaded going sometimes, but once I got there, I never left regretting I made the effort to get there, because it's well worth it to do it. It actually probably increased my bottom line having attended national convention. And I think one of the biggest things for me, Jonathan, in attending national convention was further belief in the Conklin products. And I was listening to Grant Cardone today talking about commitment. I 100% agree with what he said today. He said, if you do not 100% believe in your product and in your company, you're not going to sell it. Hands down, it ain't going to work. You've got to get the commitment in your heart, in your mind, that this is what you like, this is what you believe in it, and you're going to sell it. And I think it is important, and I would really like to address this tonight. There are other products out there too, but for me personally, I'm talking about me. I don't think I will ever get much outside of maybe a few times, and that's going to be a rarity, that I will ever use another product. Because in the 20, 25 years of doing construction, I personally and also seen a lot of other contractors use everything under the sun. Sometimes it's cheaper, and we start using that product. We never get as successful using all these different products, because I don't believe we ever get to the point where we really believe that the products work. Therefore, we don't sell as efficiently as we would if we really just focus on one product and learn what it does and work within those parameters and leverage it and be more effective in selling it. So I just want to, that's another point I just want to bring out tonight. So National Convention is coming up in 1st of February, and I highly recommend anybody in our team to attend that and that convention. I want to be there. Well, I'm excited for Jonathan. Here's one of the reasons I want to go. Jonathan Kime, I don't know, what was it, 4 years ago, Jonathan?
Actually, just
that
three.
You come on board?
Three years and 2 months, yeah.
Jonathan Kime, without any knowledge of anything about roofing, come on board and he built our marketing platform, recruited roofers, and this year he's going to pick up a five-figure, a nice five-figure bonus check on top of his commissions that he got off the product this last year. That's awesome. I tell you what, I am so excited to go and watch him receive that bonus check on stage this year. That is something I'm just blessed with. I would like to see a whole lot more of our roofers getting there and getting those bonus checks. I'd love to see it. You know. So, yeah, there's that opportunity there. And then also, as far as the training go, for our choice of group trainings, I believe it's very, very important that we continue to build the momentum and bring quality people into those trainings to not only I think it's important for one – another reason is would be that – we stay connected. We work together as a team. I know it strengthens me and my resolve to be a better businessman and to build a better business and to service my customers better when I hang around with gentlemen like Amos Byler and Rodney Vandlingham, William Schrock, some of these guys. You know, these guys they motivate us to get to that next level. So I have never regretted, you know, going to one of these trainings simply for the fact that it actually adds to my bottom line to hobnob with these roofers that are successful. And I believe they would come away with the same story you know, that it actually probably added to their bottom line. And then as far as employees go, it would benefit these employees, your employees, to come to these meetings and also hobnob with these roofers and talk with them, because I believe they would go home and they're more focused in maybe doing a better job of roofing. Maybe they glean something that they could give a better customer service to the customer that they're roofing for, and I think it would add to the bottom line of the roofer, the roofing contractor that has brought them there. So those are just some things that I wanted to highlight and bring out, and I would love to have more discussion on that, Jonathan. And that's really kind of all that's on my heart. And
okay,
but I am ready for a blowout 2017, guys. And I'll just share this, guys. One of my goals, and I was talking to John this today, one of my goals this year is to hit 100,000 worth of Conklin products moving every month between Texas and Montana. And the only way that's going to happen is with marketing. So John and I are strategizing. Do we need to spend 20 grand? Do we need to spend 30 grand a month? What is the number that we need to hit to get that marketing out there to hit those levels? And that's my goal. They're big goals, but I believe that we're going to get there. So that's anyway, that's kind of where I'm at in 2017. And let's open it up, Jonathan, or you can add to whatever you want. Okay?
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea. Does anybody else want to open up and share what they're planning for this year?
I know Amos has got a couple good months coming.
There's no doubt about that.
Good
Amos,
evening,
what are you doing, Pennsylvania? Is John, did you want to say something?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, sure can.
Okay, I'm in my truck driving, so I wasn't sure. Yeah, I got more on my plate than I ever did. We went into the fall with more roofing leads and more requests coming in than we had in the spring last year. So I have at least half a dozen Conklin projects that I'm working on closing for this coming summer. So
nice.
I guess what I'm seeing is I need to be more efficient at closing the leads that come in. You know, I spent a lot of time and energy in working up relationships to where I have customers, but now I need to focus on making sure that I close those leads.
Mm-hmm. You know,
awesome.
John, I think what would help you is I was listening to Sell and Be Sold by Grant Cardone today. And if you really listen closely to what he has to say on his audible book, you will pick up some good ideas of if you're not closing like you'd like to be closing. Go ahead.
I'm subscribed to Cardone University. I'm listening to Grant stuff.
Good
stuff.
Excellent.
I just bought a new or used truck. And my goal is to pay this truck off by June.
Good. There you go.
So,
it can absolutely happen.
Are.
You sell that one big job, it'll be done.
Yeah, I'm more fired up than I've ever been. I mean, we got three roofing jobs lined up for January, and that's just on the residential side. That's not even including the six other projects we have on the Conklin side to close out for early summer.
Mhm. Great. Good stuff, John. Good stuff. I always knew that you could do it. Okay?
We will. Yeah, I met up with Ernest Schwartz over New Year's. You know, I always like to find somebody that is obsessed with what he's doing and pick his brain. And one thing I always come back with, these guys are just as common and down-to-earth as we are, you know?
Yes, sir.
Ernest spent years struggling and trying to make it go, and all of a sudden things fell in place. And I think he's more successful in putting less effort in than he was before. And that's why it's important that we learn what works it's not about how much effort you put in, it's in doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And knowing that you have the right solution, you know.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in Nashville Convention, John, right?
Absolutely. We got everything lined up.
There you go. Thank you. That's awesome.
We're not missing out on that.
Okay. All righty.
One of the things I'm going to do as far as on top of what we already have is cold calling. I love to connect with people, mm-hmm. and I got all my marketing material I need, so I'm going to hit the road. I got a truck that I feel comfortable driving into the business owners now. That was something I always felt a little self-conscious because, you know, I didn't feel like I had the best in what I was driving. And, you know, I do now, and I feel like I need to go out. It's a business tool. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that we use it right.
Absolutely. You know, the one thing I love about this entire team and the team concept that we have, John and Jonathan and everybody here, is I absolutely love seeing young guys coming from nothing, growing in the roofing business, and becoming very successful. I absolutely love it. So I love hearing these stories from guys that are moving up into the ranks and growing their business. That is something that absolutely inspires me and motivates me to go to the next level myself.
Right, and by tying, you know, into this platform and bringing all the expertise, knowledge, accountability of the whole group, you know, right off the bat, as someone newer to commercial roofing, I don't know what better gift could be given.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Would anybody like to share, you know, how they started maybe last year and what they want to do differently in 2017, maybe just based on what they felt they might have done wrong or they saw someone do extremely well with a strategy last year that they want to include in their own business?
Well, Jonathan's Bill Rouston. I had the opportunity to quote quite a few roofs last year. And I didn't close any. I'm just getting started. And one of the things I really want to focus on, and I'm looking forward to National Convention, is to talk about strategies on how to better close people and perhaps preparing better bids and, you know, the follow-up and the techniques that people use.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be very helpful.
There will be a whole seminar at National Convention with highly successful closers. These are young guys, but they're highly successful closers that will do about an hour seminar that will absolutely be vital towards that, Bill.
Are they going to have multiple
times,
or it'll be easy enough to get into one of them? Or should I sign up before I go?
Generally for those, you just want to make sure you get in the room first. There's really no signing up, but like I was on a marketing panel, I think it was 2 years ago, and it's kind of funny. I kind of got lost in conversation with someone, and I didn't get in there early, and it was so packed out, I could hardly get to the stage. There were people outside the door. I mean, there were probably like 40 people standing, and every seat filled, of course. So really for, you know, those really hot sessions like that, you just want to make sure you get there about 20 minutes early if you want to be comfortable, but at least 10 minutes early if you want to make sure you get through the door. Because I know that they're having record turnout for this year, and they're using the same facility, so it's definitely going to be tight for the hot sessions.
We were just all there to see you, Jonathan.
What's that?
They were just all there to see you.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Famous guy.
They were there to pick his brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. They.
Well, honestly, though, like. Good.
They were definitely there to figure out what Jonathan Kine is doing with and how he is getting all these roofers from all over the country to come join our team. They definitely wanted to see if he could divulge some secrets. on how he's doing.
Well, thankfully, all the really good stuff gets shared on calls like this and not broadcasted to the world. But, you know, the other side of it, too, of course, is driving that volume, which shows just how many roofs we're getting. From the very beginning, when I became part of this, it was not at all to see how many people could come on board. It was about, you know, how many roofs could we service professionally and then, you know, turn that into repeat business and having loyal contractors. I've never been a numbers guy. It's always been about quality. And, you know, it's better than I ever could have expected as far as, you know, how awesome our team is. Someone's kind of breathing in the phone line there, if you can just kind of watch your nose. But, you know, it's not just about the nationwide presence we have right now, but the people who are establishing that presence and growing it. And, you know, we've got contractors like Andrew Neer, and I'm going to miss some names here, and I'm sorry in advance, but, you know, Rodney and Amos and Phil and obviously Sam, you know, it's more than just growing our own businesses and making them great, but, you know, the more presence we have together as a group, the more peace of mind building owners have in the local communities. And, you know, as more and more goes out on the internet with our social media pages and, you know, even just marketing material in general, even when you put out a mailer or do a phone call, you know, we're eventually going to be the Better Business Bureau of the commercial roofing market. And, you know, we are already seeing, like, after I put out that newsletter last week about all the cool stuff that happened again, you know, in 2016 on top of everything that happened in 2015, you know, guys just can't believe that all this has happened in a year and they're ready to go. They want to be a part of this. And, you know, as we help others with Conklin's reward system, it's just, I've never seen anything better, you know, to give those out in the field an incentive to share their trade secrets. And, you know, even going back to the whole, you know, marketing session at convention, I know a lot of people came to hear what I was doing, but I came to hear what they were doing. You know, I wouldn't really know what to do if I hadn't been just looking out and seeing what others are doing and seeing how, you know, we can make it better or, you know, combine different ideas. It's, that's what makes it so great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jonathan, coming back to, you had a question, what we want to do different this year. One thing I definitely want to get done, last year you did a call and maybe a webinar about CRMs.
Yeah.
And I started on that, and I didn't get through to finish setting it up, and that's one of my top priorities is to get that set up and function right, because I know I'm leaving half my profits on the table just by not having that set up and having an automated system to stay in contact with my bank.
Absolutely. And if anybody has ever, you know, lost a sale because they forgot to follow up, or you had a phone number written down and a name, but you couldn't remember what his roof looked like or what he needed, and you're too embarrassed to call and ask, you know, the prospect what you should already know, that's exactly what you need, is that system. And it's not hard to set up. It can, even if you're not good at computers, it can easily be set up in 15 minutes. And I put together a like 10-minute video to learn how it works. And even if you just know how to insert information, it only takes a couple minutes to enter in something that, you know, could easily make you $10,000+ in profits later. That's actually one of the biggest secrets of, you know, how I did what I did, you know, not just with Conklin and the group, but also with my two marketing companies and, you know, other things I've done. Staying organized is key.
Absolutely.
So does anybody else want to open up, share what they're planning? Or go ahead, John.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say, I was just going to ask if anybody else wanted to open up and share what they're planning for this year or what they want to do differently from last year.
Yeah, I'll chime in. This is Andy Neer with, from Empire, from Michigan. And I'll say going into 2016, I had just signed up the previous November. So I've been in Conklin for about a year and 4 months. But didn't really get started until February doing our planning and prepping for the spring. And it took a while for Jonathan to convince me that a direct mailer campaign was the right way to go. And I remember Jonathan made several calls and conversations about it, and I was hesitant about, you know, spending several thousand dollars with no really no surety that there was going to be any return on it. But after listening to several examples of other guys doing it and the ROI they got on it, I decided to go out on a limb, and fortunately I had the money at the time to spend on it, so we put together a plan. And if you don't mind, Jonathan, I'll just kind of share the numbers on that.
Sure.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was about $4,200 for 5,000 mailings that we sent in probably hour and a half radius around me. And then out of the 5,000 mailings, we got about 26 or 28 phone calls. And then out of that, it turned up about 24 literal appointments. And then from those, we ended up landing about 15 or 16 of those jobs. And then out of those jobs, I think we total sales from just that mailer was about $200,000. And they weren't all coding. And I'd have to admit, they weren't all, sorry to say this, Sam, Conklin products, because there was one where I had to match up an EPDM job to an existing EPDM, and I just couldn't make it work with what the guy's needs were. So I had to do an EPDM. And but, you know, he wants to do coding over everything in 2017, so it's going to be a win in the end anyways. But most of them were coding jobs, and, you know, we ended up profiting about 30%, 35% of that $200,000. So just the Conklin, that mailer, you know, brought about $50,000, $60,000 to our bottom line.
Wow.
So I think it was a good investment on that initial $4,000.
Right. And that was, you know, with a mailing list and doing envelopes, having personal letter inserted in along with the mailing piece. So, you know, there are ways to reduce that cost, but I really would encourage everybody who does a mailer to do all that, because the competition is not doing it. And clearly it works quite well. I mean, Andrew had one of our best examples for last year, but, you know, across the board, that did do significantly better.
And if I could just say something about what I'm going to change about 2017, I've been in business for 20 years, so, you know, sometimes you get in the ritual of just doing the same old thing. And when I added Conklin to the lineup, I just kind of was like, you know, it's just going to be another tool in my belt, which it is. But I think that I wasn't serious enough about it my first year. I was kind of like, yeah, I know, it's just another thing. But once I started seeing the huge potential and, you know, we're doing big standing seam jobs, we're doing big shingle jobs and some other single plies. But once I seen the return and the margin on the Conklin side, it's gotten me so excited to almost like, why am I even doing residential? Like, why am I dabbling with that stuff? It's kind of in my way, you know, and now I want to just start doing the big commercial jobs and spending all my time and resources and attention on that.
You're not saying that.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's the residential is not that it's bad, but compared to the higher risk of residential versus commercial, the returns are a lot more enticing, you know.
Yep.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, you know, on a commercial job, you're still only dealing with one customer. You know, you got the guy. you're up on the roof and you got the building superintendent and he checks in on you once in a while. But if they have a drip or two on their cement floor in their shop or in their building, it's a lot different scenario than if a homeowner has drip on their bedroom in their bed in the middle of the night because I had a rainstorm. Plus, building owners are also business owners, so they're typically more forgiving and understanding of you during the process. They're a little bit more patient with you. Homeowners don't understand as much. They're not as patient with you. They don't understand why you didn't call them back ASAP right now. You know, so I tend to seem to business owners to be, even though they're bigger jobs, they seem to be a little more easier to work with you.
I totally agree. Heartedly agree with you, Andrew.
Andrew, thank you for sharing that. Can you guys hear me well?
Yep,
sure can.
Hello? This is Amos. That is a huge return on that mailing. I was just going to share, in my area, we have so many Conklin guys in this area that I landed a job from somebody that found me on the internet, and he said to me, he said, "Man, don't you guys have a lot of competition?" I said, "No, not really. I hardly ever bid against other Conklin guys that I know of." He said, "I've been flooded with Conklin mailers. I just pitch them in the wastebasket, and I found you on the web. I didn't even know you were a Conklin guy." So that's the difference that we're faced with in the area. I guess, Andrew, you being up there, you probably don't have a whole lot of other roofing contractors mailing out.
No. In fact, I only know one other foam company. I only know one other coating company that is even within a three-hour radius. And I think the closest Conklin guy I know is Bill that's on the call here.
And he's on the other side of the state.
Yeah, he's on the other side of the state.
I don't know any Conklin guys
around there. Not that I'm inviting you to my territory.
Yeah, right. No worries. I'll come and fish.
So I think it's a powerful thing that we have Jonathan on our team. He can sort of see what contractors are doing, what's working in the areas.
Right.
If you follow what I'm saying. And we could, like tonight, we can talk about it, see what works. I'm just reluctant about doing it. In my area,
well, I'm gonna be trying something new next week. I'm gonna take 2 or 3 days. And I'm going to go down to one of my prime spot, one of my honey hole that I kind of go down there. And I'm just going to start cold calling businesses. I'm going to try to hit about 15 to 20 a day, maybe more. And that's something that's kind of out of my comfort zone. I really hate doing that, but I used to do it when I lived in Texas for a little while. And I know I can do it. I just haven't done it for so many years.
That works. I've done a lot of that. That's powerful. Yeah.
I actually think that is underestimated and not used enough is cold calling.
I second that, Sam.
I usually wait. A prime time to do that is when you have ice on the roof and you get a rain.
I've been doing all kinds of marketing for the last 9 years, and I can tell you guys, you know, that I've had mailers that were complete flops that I didn't get nothing out of, and I've done telemarketing that I got nothing out of. I've done all kinds of stuff, you know, as far as marketing goes. But I think one of the key things, especially for these younger guys that are just starting out, is don't quit. just because something didn't work. Get out there and do it again, because there will be that rough that you're going to get that you're going to make $50,000 on, and it's going to be well worth your time to spend 6 months to get it. But you might have to try a couple different ways to get there. But, you know, maybe mailers, websites, calls. Just mix up your arsenal of marketing materials. That's what I'm saying. Because not everyone's going to hit, but, man, I'll tell you what, when you hit it like Andrew Neer just did up in Michigan, that's awesome. It works.
Well, the question you guys asked about what we're gonna change this year from last year, I want to focus more this year on helping other contractors, bringing some other contractors in. Last year I was just busy trying to keep my I was busy on the jobs mostly last year, so I will be this year too. But I'm going to innovate more of that into my business this year.
Yeah,
you got a great story to tell, Andrew.
Yes, this is John from Wisconsin. That's another thing I'm changing. Last year, I was still responsible for all the, you know, overseeing the job sites. And this year, my brother's coming to be foreman for me, so I can spend more time on the road pursuing my customers. And that's really what I love to do. So I'm really excited for the coming year that's coming up.
Great. Well, you know,
hi, good
one
evening,
thing
everyone.
That
just
I think would be worth. Oh, go ahead, Max.
Hey, everyone. This is Max from Massachusetts. I just wanted to put in my two cents. This year, my main focus is going to be to really reestablish my market area, kind of focus more on my business, try to get a train rolling, and really get some Conklin products down, because last year I had a bunch of leads, a bunch of appointments, a bunch of estimates that we gave out there, but we just couldn't close anything. So this year, going into a new market, I'm hoping we could really turn that around. We are going to be doing some mailers. I had fantastic results with mailers in the past. And this year, my focus is going to be to combine that with follow-up phone calls. I think getting that piece of paper as an initial entry point and then following up with a cold call or following up with a personal visit, I think that really is going to increase your sales and really see that return on the mailers.
Yeah, I agree completely. So, you know, one thing I think is interesting is that just about, actually, I think every leader who shared, you know, with what they're doing, they were at National Convention or at least one of our workshops. Maybe some of you guys just want to share what that did for you. Like maybe even you, Andy Neer, do you think you would have put out mailers, for instance, if you didn't go to National Convention? Or like how do you feel like that affected your year?
Probably not. And it's kind of a weird reason. When you go to convention,
okay,
it's a lot of hype. And it's good hype. But you see all these people that are in the zone, they, lack of a better term, they're full of the spirit, and they're just so excited about what they're doing, and you want to be a part of it. And you can't help but thinking, well, if I'm not doing what they're doing, then I can't expect to be reaping the benefits they're reaping. And when I seen those people get up on stage and collecting them bonus checks, I'm like, That's my goal. I want to get up there and do that. Not because of the money, but so much as it's kind of like a challenge for me. I want to set that benchmark that I want to be able to get up there and say that I made it that far. And the way them people are doing it is by sending out direct mailers or strategically setting up some kind of marketing plan. And maybe it's not mailers for you. Maybe it's another one that works really well, but doing something that is progressive. So it was all about the excitement and the hype and the motivation for me that just got me wanting to come back and just go after it.
That's awesome.
Hey, if can I add something to that?
Sure.
I haven't been to national convention, but I'm sure Sam has read this book and maybe even Jonathan. The book by Dennis Nunn. And I really think that book, if you focus on marketing that and really practicing what Dennis Nunn preaches, you know, you could really grow your network.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've read it myself. There's so many gems. I mean, one thing that I learned is that anything that I'm struggling with or wanting to do, someone has already done it and figured it out. And better yet, they've wrote about it. And it's sometimes hard to, you know, read or go to a seminar or a convention or a workshop, but the alternative is figuring it out on your own. And too many people fail that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I agree.
You know,
In line with what Andrew was saying, I said this a couple times. If I never made any money in Conklin, I would have still benefited just from being around positive people with the vision.
Yep. True story.
Awesome.
You guys are hitting on something that is very important. And for me, it's a big one. And, you know, for myself, from you guys, and that is when you guys are upbeat, you're positive, you're on fire, you're moving forward, that is of more value to me than money, when I can hang around a team like that. The money will come when that is there, but that is more important to me than money. Money is not the biggest motivator for me. The biggest motivator for me is to hang around positive people that are moving forward. They got big goals. They're excited about what they're doing. And it ties in with what we're doing. I'm telling you what, that just drives me. It just energizes me to no end.
Awesome. Would anybody like to share maybe the difference for those that have been to the workshop and also the convention, maybe share the difference between the two, what you felt you came away with? I mean, ideally you go to both, but if someone would like to share, you know, from their perspective, the impact that it had, I think that would be really great for those that are trying to decide what they should make a priority.
Well, for me, this is Amos. But for me, for the workshop at Cleveland last year, I came out of that workshop learning things that other contractors did that I was doing different, in a different way, you know, doing the same type of roof. Just small tips that will increase your productivity. It's a whole list of things that you learn when you're together. Doing that hands-on workshop together with other experienced roofers, even though we've been in the business for years. Versus
right.
The national convention, there you learn, I learned just the stick-to-itiveness. There's a lot of sales. You guys all know what you learn there. I mean, I'm excited to go this year and take my wife and some of my sons. Hopefully take some guys along too. So we'll see.
Excellent. Well, you know, the one thing that I also want to bring out on this call, I won't say who, but I was talking to one of the guys who's been part of this for almost a year now, and he told me he's definitely coming to the workshop, and he's bringing a couple guys, but when I asked him if he registered for convention yet, because he told me he's going to be going to that as well, he said, well, you know, Jonathan, I decided I'm not going to go, and I asked how come, and the reasons weren't very solid. So, you know, we talked about, you know, the reasons why he needed to be there. And by the end of the call, he was like, you know, I think I'm going to go. And I said, okay, well, that's great. Do you want to get registered now? And he said, well, no, I need to think about it. And I said, well, I'll be honest with you, Isaac. You know, when I hear that, I know that that's a no. Even if, you know, the person I'm talking to doesn't really realize they're saying no, they're not really going to revisit that thought unless someone calls them and kind of reminds them of everything. And, you know, maybe if they're in a better mood, they'll go for it. But, you know, I just told him, if you're really serious about wanting to be there and not missing out this year, then I know you're going to register tonight. And, you know, we kept on talking about something else. And then all of a sudden, it's like, he asked me some question about the form. So I knew he was, you know, registering right then. But, you know, I would just say if you guys are, you know, wanting to be part of this and not, you know, miss out like last year or other opportunities, you know, I would just go ahead and do it tonight. If you send me a text or even Sam or anybody else, I mean, we can send you a link to get that done. But, you know, we've got, just to look at the dates, you know, we've got a convention, which is February 2, 3, and 4. If you can't do all 3 days, the two you cannot miss would be Friday and Saturday, which would be the 3rd and 4th. And then we've got the first workshop in Cleveland, January 20 and 21st. And then, you know, the second workshop in Texas, the first weekend of March. But, you know, I can't think of anything more important than those two events to kick off, you know, your 2017. And we do a lot more of what we just did tonight, you know, figuring out what we're going to do next year and actually using things that work.
Can I speak to that, Jonathan?
Oh.
This is Andy.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Yep.
You know, you got a lot of young guys that they're like, you know, I don't see the benefit in it, and it's just going to cost money, and I'm not into crowds anyways, or whatever excuse they got. And it's usually, you know, at the beginning, it's usually money. But I put in a post yesterday or the day before about, you know, if you're going to learn something, you want to learn how to do it right, and you go to learn from a veteran. And, you know, if I'm going to learn how to trade stocks, I wouldn't mind sitting with Warren Buffett, and he's going to tell me how to trade stocks. And if I tell him, well, I don't really want to do it that way, he's not going to want to spend very much time with me because he's already proven for 40 years he knows how to do it. Or, you know, Steve Jobs, he's going to tell me how to run a social marketing company. And he's not going to listen to me very long if I say, well, you know, I'm not going to really listen to your advice there. So when I was 21, I probably would have, you know, said, you know, I've come up with the same excuses. I don't have the money, or I don't want to travel that far, or for whatever reason it is. But the only reason I would want my people to go to national convention is for their own success, not for my success. That doesn't do anything really for me other than help build my team, but it's really 100% to build their own success and to build upon their own business. And that's what I want for them. So to be included in the national convention is just helping them to better themselves. So I guess take it from somebody, you know, a veteran, somebody that it's kind of built a business, and you got to constantly pour into yourself. If you don't pour into yourself, that training, that motivation, that positive energy around other people, you know, you're just going to be right back where you were last year.
Right. Well, you just reminded me of your post you also put up about extraordinary results requiring extraordinary efforts. And, you know, we reap what we sow. The actions we take in the next 2-3 months will determine our entire year.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't complain about the results you didn't get from the effort you didn't put in.
Yep. Awesome. Well, hey, does anybody else have anything else they want to share before we close out?
Just note that I don't think anybody is going to lose out by investing in themselves, like going to a national convention and learning self-development like that and building yourself up in confidence and learning how to sell. That's what I'm encouraging my young guys to do. Can't lose by investing in yourself. Investing in yourself, it's in there, in your brain, but then it has to be activated.
Right. Yeah, you have to take action. Well, you know, like I said at the beginning of the call, I mean, this next year, without a doubt, is going to be our best year ever. And not just collectively as a group, but for most of our guys who go out and do something. And, you know, between the business climate and just what we've got, you know, we've proven ourselves. There's countless testimonials now. You know, I was just going through different things, and then we're going to do actually a testimonial call next week with Andy, which I'm super excited about because he has a very unique story of, you know, trying different methods before coming to us. And I want as many people to be a part of it as possible. But on the other hand, you know, we can't force anybody to do anything. We can't do the work for, you know, someone else's business. But I'm hoping that everybody on this call will want to, you know, jump on board and push hard. And then, you know, at the end of this year and when we're looking at 2018, you know, we can all have big smiles on our faces. And, you know, obviously there's great places to wear those smiles, like Cancun. A couple of us are going down there this week. I know a few of you guys have been out there 3 or 4 weeks earlier, you know, for the master contractors. But, you know, it's really awesome. I mean, I couldn't imagine living a better life.
In the beginning of the call,
just wanted,
Sam,
many people,
you mentioned something about did you hear me?
Yep, we hear you.
Hello? Okay. In the beginning of the
hey,
call,
Amos.
Sam
yeah,
mentioned something about yes. Sam mentioned something about
I think
about,
there's a delay in the line. Sorry.
Wonder if it's my headset. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'll try it again. In the beginning of the call, Sam mentioned something about investing into Choice Roof Contractors to make it better. Was he implying marketing or some roofers want to donate, or what were you implying there, Sam?
No, I'm, you know, to get it to the level that I want to have value in it, I personally, myself, I'm going to be investing heavily into it this year. And because I believe in the principles, I believe in the value and what it could bring for our roofers and where it needs to go. And it just needs to get to that next plateau, and it's going to take money and a substantial amount of money.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to do that for you guys. And just to make it happen, it's got to happen, you know, so that's what I'm implying.
Well, thank you, Sam, but I would be willing to contribute to that too, because the returns that I'm getting through the leads, you know. What direction are you going to put that into, marketing or what? And how?
Jonathan, question for you.
All right. So over the last month or two, we've been making quite a few enhancements to our website, a lot of it on the code side. And we are, you know, really building our launch pad is what we're doing. The site has never been faster, which might not sound that cool other than the fact that the search engines look at that. And it also affects, you know, how long someone stays on your site. It is wicked fast compared to what it was because we've got so much going on. And there's other things too, you know, as far as like even the mobile site, the usability of it and the quote module on the top right. We've already implemented this in all the other places, but it's a little bit more trying on the sidebar. But basically, instead of someone clicking on it and having to fill out everything immediately, it's going to be more of a wizard. And, you know, it's cost several hundred dollars to develop this. But what we found is I hired a conversion optimization specialist, and there's some feedback on the line. I'm going to mute that. But we hired this specialist to help us see how we can increase the number of leads per website visitor. You know, before we really start spending more money and increasing our website traffic, you know, how can we harvest better what we already got? And we found that an unbelievable amount of people were clicking on, you know, the get a quote, but they weren't completing the process, which could be to a couple different reasons. So by making it more of like a database search and making the visitor feel like they're being matched to a contractor that, you know, specializes in the roof type and can handle the size of their roof, they would be more willing to give their information. And so that's part of it. We also just developed a new retargeting page. Looks like we got another line. It's a little bit noisy. Just take that down. But as far as, you know, moving forward, we created a new retargeting page so that way when someone visits our site looking for roofing services and then they go somewhere else, you know, we can start to show up on some of the major news sites and other places people go, different forums and such, you know, to really show ourselves as a big player. You know, they were on this site and now they're seeing us here and there. And beyond that, you know, there are some other strategies that I've been, you know, testing as far as pay-per-click. In the past, anything we've done with pay-per-click did not yield an investment return, but this new way is completely radically different from all the other things that have been tried in the past. So we're excited about, you know, tapping into basically what Conklin has already established in terms of their brand name recognition and turning some of those quote seekers over towards our way. And then when we show them that we've got, you know, way better accountability, better service, better peace of mind, you know, using the same quality product, you know, they wouldn't want to go anywhere else. Another thing that we're doing is we're building out a membership directory. So for those that have been contributing, and I could go on and on, this will be the last thing I say. As far as the directory goes, you know, a place where, you know, if you're a contractor and you need help, you know, with, say, Flexion PVC, and you want to know who in the group is best at that, and you like to pay them to come out and help you on your job, you can get that. And then there's some other benefits that, you know, we're going to see by getting our contractors to work together. You know, if one contractor is a little bit slow, or if he is just getting started and he needs some opportunity to learn, you know, someone can go to that directory and quickly pull up a contractor who might not have work at the moment. And then for those that have way too much, like I think it's going to happen to Amos this year, you know, he can go there and quickly get some trained, knowledgeable help. And there's, I'm sure that, you know, that'll continue to evolve as time goes on and we keep getting bigger. But you know, there's basically two main objectives. The first objective is to better harvest what we already have. And the second one is how can we reach more building owners, more facility managers, more chain stores, and really capitalize on that.
So in a nutshell, what the monies would go for is more information, better information that would attract building owners to our roofers and to our site, and then also, you know, in other words, I'm a firm believer that if we dominate the information more that's out on media, we will all get what we want. And that is, you know, the bottom line would be jobs and more leads for our roofers nationwide. And it takes dollars to get there. You know, it just flat takes dollars to get there. Yeah. So anyway, that's what we're doing, Amos.
Yeah, that sounds great. Really good.
Because I would love to see, chain stores like Wendy's divisions, McDonald's, U-Haul, Costco, Walmart's. We are the go-to source for roofers. That's what I would like to see in our organization. And if we can focus on that vision and that goal, with what we have in the Conklin commission structure, I think if we really get it the way I see it, nothing's going to stop us from getting there, guys, because it would be absolutely huge. We would dominate the market because of the rewards that everybody receives from the contractors through all the supporting network of the team. Okay.
That's awesome.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to
it. All right. Well, hey. Yeah, and all the years that follow, for sure. Well, we're looking here at an hour, so I – go ahead, Sam.
I was just going to say it was a great call. I think I'm done, and I am absolutely looking forward to hearing some awesome stories coming out from all these roofers all over the country, guys. I tell you what, I love hearing stories. So, and we'll see you all at National Convention.
All right, sounds good. Good call.
Thanks, Sam.
Have a great night, everyone.